Welcome to day three of your 7-day self-care experience. I hope you're keeping well, and I hope you were able to make the time yesterday to journal on those questions around your energetic body. I also hope that you've had some insight that may be helpful for you over the next weeks and months ahead. So today we move on to something that I absolutely love talking about, which is your intuitive voice. No matter where you are in yourself at this time or on your path, you are intuitive. You have a voice within you. You might call it your instinct, your gut feeling. You might just say, I'm a good read of people. Whatever it is, it's there within you. This, to me, is one of the biggest parts of self-care that can really ultimately help you to change your life and, more importantly, create the things in your life that you desire. I get really excited when I talk about this because it's something, as to the work that I've done over the past 12 years, has been a huge part of my work. But really only in the last few years have I truly understood, what my own intuitive voice can do for me. Nobody will know you better than you know yourself. And nobody can guide you more than your intuitive voice can guide you. It is like a space within the body that knows everything that's right for you, that's going to align you on the path that's truly right, going to get you towards what your purpose is, what your passions are, and how you will live a fulfilled existence. It's a wonderful space. When we're not listening to our intuitive voice, we can become more unaligned. So we go down a pathway that feels disconnected from us. Chaos might start, anxiety might start, everything might just feel like you're a bit stuck in a rush, you're not really going the direction you want, you feel off track, all of those cliche words that we use, but they're all very relevant. So what your intuitive voice is doing is it's helping to guide you every step of the way. Now, the hard part with our intuitive voice is we have got to be in a calm and nearly like zen-like space, as I would call it, to actually really be able to tap into it. This can be difficult. When life is busy, you get up in the morning and you don't stop from like 7 in the morning until 9 at night, the last thing you're going to feel like you've time for is to tap into your intuitive voice. You'll hear it definitely a few times throughout the day, but because of the busyness and the space that's not there, you may say, oh, I'll come back and think about that later, and the thought or the feeling, because their intuitive voice can more often comes in terms of feelings. Now, as we spoke yesterday about your energetic body, where you store your anger, where you store your frustrations, where you store feelings of happiness, your intuitive voice is also stored somewhere within the body. So for me, when I get an intuitive feeling, let's say, I always feel it in the center of my stomach, right in the middle, I'll feel it. I either get an excited feeling, you know, nearly butterflies. Sometimes I get nothing. So it's like I can feel that there's a blank space. Or sometimes I'll start to feel nauseous. And that's generally when something's not good. You know, that sense you probably all had it yourselves, which is like, oh God, this just doesn't feel right. The key, though, is creating a calm space within yourself so that you can really connect to that. And this is why your self-care is so important. I started off at the start of the week talking about how you really felt about yourself, getting an indicator of where you are within yourself. Yesterday's teaching was so important because it was really saying, look, your body's carrying so much. We have to give it space and time to be looked after, because for you to hear your intuitive voice, the body needs to have the space there to allow the voice through, but it also can't be stressed, burnt out, worn out, because again, that's not going to be an energy that's going to help you tap in. So the big question, I suppose, is, do you feel you are intuitive? Now, I already said at the start that you are, but I want you to see how you feel about that. Do you feel you're intuitive? Have you used your intuition before? And then another question is, have you heard your intuition and gone in the opposite direction? So there are two parts around this. The first part is that what is the difference between our ego and our intuition? Our ego is the part of the mind that can sometimes bring us the opposite direction. We think of ego as being like egotistical. It's not really that. It's just a part of the mind that would overthink and overanalyze. And it actually is one of our biggest blockers. Our mind is obviously an incredible tool that we have. And, you know, it is such an amazing thing that we're so blessed to have and to be able to use to function in our day-to-day life. But sometimes because we're stuck there, thoughts just build up and build up and build up, And it can be really difficult actually to see, I suppose, how you're going to be able to get through that. So when we're looking at our intuitive voice, what I really want you to do is to just have a moment to say, okay, how do I decipher between my overthinking mind and what my heart, even my stomach feels? So this is why yesterday's teaching was so important, because we want to learn how to come into the body and connect to it. That is going to create a foundation for you to actually be able to listen to your intuitive voice more. The second part around this then is that when we feel something's right, we have to really question, am I thinking this because I just want it to happen, or I don't want something to happen? Or am I thinking this because I just know in myself this is truly right? And one of the questions I always say to people that you can ask is this thing, so maybe it's a decision you're going to make, a situation you're going to get involved in, a thought you're going to have, a conversation or something you're going to say, is this going to bring me towards where I want to be in my life or bring me further away? That's a really good way of getting into whether that's the ego speaking or your heart, like what's your true heart's desires here. The other thing with the intuitive voice is that it creates a beautiful space to be able to create so much good in your life. One thing I have learned about my intuitive voice is that over the past year and a half in particular, I had a lot of difficult things going on, a lot, like in such a short period of time, that I felt I was really disconnected from myself, from the stress and the pressure. I had to start to find ways to start to replenish my energy through different things we'll talk about on your last day, actually, in your self-care practices. How can I replenish and how can I nurture myself more? That's all I kept in my mind over the last year and a half. The more I put energy into myself, the more I could hear my intuitive voice. The more I could hear my intuitive voice, the more I felt calmer. Things didn't automatically just change for the better. I still had loads of stress, but I was able to navigate through it a lot better. And more in particular, I was able to respond to the stresses better. And this is part of what I was talking about yesterday and today. These 2 days are very, very linked, because when we're going through and there's a buildup of stress going on, or we're holding anger in the body and we're not dealing with it, like, we need to empty that bin I was talking about yesterday every single week. I mean, I'm at a point where I'm emptying that bin, you know, every few hours, every single day. As soon as something comes up for me now, what is this about? How can I tune into this? How can I move this out of my system? What's the core reason behind it? What's going on? I want to understand what I'm feeling, because once you get to the core of it, you can clear it and heal it quite quick. When we leave things unresolved, when we avoid things, when we've got continuous stress in our life we feel isn't going to go away, we go, oh, I'll think about that another day. And that builds and builds and builds to the point that we just have an outburst then. And then we react and respond in a way that does not feel good to us. And then that makes us feel worse, and we go back into that low vibrational space. And you may as well throw your intuitive voice off a cliff somewhere, because you're not going to be able to get in touch with it in that space. So today, I want you to, again, go to your journal and look at the questions around intuition, but ask yourself, what? Now really ask this question, what do I feel is the connection between my body and my intuition? My emotions and my intuition, my feelings and my intuition, and also my thoughts and my intuition. What are the blocks there? Now, all of this is in your journal as well, but I just want to leave you with that question, because this is what a key part is. All of this week, we're going into the 7 pillars of self-care, things that I feel are a really big aspect. Caring for ourselves is about caring for every single area of our life, from our physical body, to our finances, to our careers, to our relationships, and so on. Self-care, this is what I was talking about on the first day. It's not just about self-care practices. Self-care is making sure you are comfortable and at ease and in a place of calm in every point of your life. That doesn't always happen all at the one time. We go through life getting some things being great, some things being bad. Sometimes everything's okay all at the one time, sometimes they're not. And we have to be able to move, and as I used that word earlier on, navigate through all of this. When you are feeling good in the body, connected to what's going on emotionally, detoxing the body of that, clearing it from the system, or emptying the bin, as I mentioned yesterday, listening to your intuitive voice and then bringing all of the things you're going to learn about for the rest of this week, that's self-care, and that's where your change comes from. There's so much more to all of these topics, and these are things that I teach about. Like, for example, last month, and it's time for me, I taught about intuition for the whole month because it's such a big topic. And really what you're getting this week is, I suppose, a mini version of It's Time For Me, showing I'm talking about the pillars of self-care, but there's so much in each of these that needs to be looked at. So it's giving you a bit of an insight into what It's Time For Me is about and why it's so valuable, because it helps you each month look at something. But also really what this week is doing is showing you, God, there is a lot more to my self-care than just having a bath once a week or twice a week. There's so much more to this. And my passion is around helping people to find the space for them to remember the importance of themselves and ultimately to create the life that you're absolutely meant to have. I know we're all supposed to live in a good space no matter what happens. I think people think that living a good life means that nothing bad will ever happen to you. That's not the case, because everybody goes through things where good and bad things happen. What life is about is to be able to respond to that from a place that's not going to bring you so far away from yourself that you lose sight of who you are. I mean, I remember standing in front of the mirror 3 years ago, and I literally did not know who was looking back at me in the mirror. My skin at the time was breaking out a lot. I had put on weight. My hair color was different. I just didn't even look like myself. But also internally, I did not feel like myself. And I would look at myself in the mirror and say, where am I gone? How am I going to find her and bring her back? And I went on such a path with that to do that. And I suppose that's why it makes me more passionate, because we all go through phases like that. And life changes. You don't have to be in the depths of despair to just want to feel better. And that's self-care. And self-care is not something you're going to do for this week and forget about then, or maybe you might do it again in 6 months' time. This is a fundamental and critical aspect to every single day. So I hope you've enjoyed this teaching and that you enjoy your journal tonight. And tomorrow you have a beautiful video all around self-forgiveness and compassion. And I hope you enjoy that as well.